Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ah, that was a great call, no doubt about it, mixed in with the Navy fight song right here on the Team 980 as we remember our friend, our colleague, our co-host, our partner, the great Pete Medhurst, who unfortunately passed away last night. His wife announced, and we've been paying tribute to him with you guys for the last 2 hours, lots on social media as well, and we will continue to do so. Right here. And as well, you know, obviously talking about the NFC Championship game, which comes up on Sunday. Doc, I've been trying to, you know, in between all of the nonstop playoff games and the college football national championship, I've been trying to pick through all the tape and go through a bunch of it. And the one thing I kept thinking to myself, you know, from Saturday night is, and it's why I asked you, you know, earlier about the natural run game, and you think about it, right? They won a game by 14 that, once again, for a second consecutive week, Jaden Daniels was not Superman with his legs, but instead was with his arm. And to me, that's so much more important than him being Superman or being forced to be Superman. Now, he did carry the ball 16 times. That's way too much in my eyes. I never want my quarterback running it 16 times. By necessity, by design, by whatever. He wasn't perfect on Saturday night, but he was damn close. He was damn close. But it's his ability to carve you up as a passer, which everybody said pre-draft, hey, man, he is a thrower who can run, not a runner who can throw. And I think sometimes you get just the opposite from guys like Jalen Hurts. And earlier in his career, Lamar Jackson as well, and maybe even early in his career, Josh Allen as well. Jaden is a thrower in well before he's a runner, and he's a damn good thrower as well.
And everything goes with starts with protection. If they protect him, and again, the key was that no free runners. We just have to be solid, and it's that offensive line and the tight ends contributing, everybody chipping, just doing their jobs, and avoiding the disaster. If we keep it even, then talent takes over. If you don't keep it even, then they get that strike. It's about who forces the other person into panic mode. Strip, fumble, change a game, immediate change, switch momentum. That's what the game's all about. And that happens by the control of the O-line.
Yeah, and speaking of the O-line, I think everybody realizes this now. He wasn't sacked, right? They had the one false start on the first drive, which, you know, may or may not have been noise-related. Don't know. He was 12 of 16 against the blitz for 191 yards and a touchdown. And they did get some pressures against him on the blitzes that Aaron Glenn and the Detroit Lions threw out. They did not get any pressure on him when they didn't blitz. I don't think they had one pressure allowed in a four-man front. I put up a video, not a video, a freeze frame last night of the pocket that he had on the third drive on the first big hit to De'Ami Brown. It was kind of like a crosser between he and Terry McLaurin midfield.
Yeah, I saw it. We saw it. It was perfect.
Yeah, and the pocket. Now, again, it was a four-man rush versus a five-man offensive line. And there was, of course, a double team on one of the rushers because it was four on five. But the way they executed it, I mean, he had literally, I don't know, he had an entire, farmland, for God's sakes, in front of him as protection. And it was the second time in just the first three drives that I charted that, Doc, where he had such a huge pocket of protection and he was just able to do whatever he wanted to do. And he fell short of 300, right? At 299. And somehow you go, well, wait a second. He didn't get 300 because it sure as hell felt like that. And there was, the big play, obviously, to Terry, which a lot of that was on Terry, and the great blocking at the point of attack from De'Ami and from OZ that went for the 58 yards on the touchdown. But he had two beautiful throws, including the one that I'm mentioning, and then the one in the inside the five on just a majestic rainbow of a pass to De'Ami. I mean, just... not to mention all of the red zone prowess. I mean, look, they got a couple of breaks, right? Philadelphia committed two penalties, one inside the five on the 12-man on the field, which gave them a first down when they were going for it on fourth down. Who knows if they would have made it. One on a defensive pass interference. I think that was the third or fourth series where they grabbed Terry, and that looked like it was either going to be another fourth down force, or maybe they would settle for the field goal, probably go for it on fourth down, but they weren't good on the first on the three plays right before that. So who knows? The bottom line is, like, everything, of course, kind of worked out in their favor. But I think it's the combination of Jaden being so good in these last two games. Not that he wasn't during the regular season, but so sharp in the last two games as a passer, for me, that has made this what it is. And the reason why they scored 45 is because A, Detroit's defense stinks. They lost their best corner on the first drive of the game. People don't want to talk about that, but I do. And more importantly, because their natural run game came back. Robinson finished with 77 yards. JD had 51, okay, but on 16 carries. Austin Eckler had 47, including the big 35-yarder late. McNichols had only 8 on 4 carries and the touchdown. And Mariota, for whatever reason, screwed up on that fourth down sneak. But the natural run game, I think, was certainly better than it has been. And if they can somehow figure out a way to neutralize Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith the other big dude from Georgia.
Let me just be honest with you,
yeah.
Because Detroit, that to me, their defense has been put together with duct tape.
Mm-hmm.
This is a whole different animal. I see no relevance to Detroit's defense to the Eagles whatsoever. So this is where we have a disconnect. I wiped that completely out of my mind because that's patchwork. They were hoping they could get those guys to play. These are straight out thugs in Philadelphia. And they got one guy on the line that nobody in the league has blocked one-on-one. So my mindset, I don't discount. I throw everything that happened in Detroit out the window. Whole new ball game, clean slate. I see no relevance in it.
All right, let's get back to the phones.
That's just me.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Let's get to Andrew and Waldorf, and then we'll get to Paulie after that. Andrew, thanks for hanging in there. How are you, sir?
Good, guys. Tough call for me. I knew Pete for 30 years. I knew him from WTM, 570, way back when he had hair. We got along, and anyway, I work at Rosecroft, and he became the announcer at Rosecroft. And, I'm a security guard in the paddock, and he just treated me like he would treat the President of the United States or anyone else that came in contact with Pete. He treated them royally. He made you feel special. He was truly one of a kind. There will never be another Pete Medhurst. There's never been a Pete Medhurst. And thank you guys for doing the show today, and I appreciate you. And I have a couple of stories that I think Doc would like.
Sure.
You know, Pete was sick, and that Saturday before when Navy played Notre Dame, his wife was in the house. I'm going to tell a story. I don't know if I'm supposed to tell it, but I'll just tell it because I think it sums Pete up. His wife was in the house, and Pete wasn't supposed to go, and she just looked around, and he wasn't there. So she went and looked for the car, and Pete had gotten in his car and drove himself to the Meadowlands for the Navy Notre Dame game. And he drove himself up there, called the game, and drove himself home. Then he came to Rosecroft on that Monday night and called the races. And I went up there and saw him when he came out, and he was hurt. He was hurt, and he could hardly get up his leg was hurting. He had something wrong with his leg.
Mm-hmm.
And he could hardly get up the steps. But he went up the steps, and then, you know, he was in the hospital the next day and getting brain surgery the day after. So his last 72 hours when he was capable, he was calling Navy games and calling Rosecroft.
Wow.
Yeah. I knew about some of that with Notre Dame Navy and some of the stuff that was going on, and I knew he started to have some issues at Air Force in Colorado Springs and whatnot, I think 2 weeks before that. I did not know about the Rosecroft part on that Monday night. That's pretty amazing. But I know he loved to do that. I've Doc's mentioned that a couple of times today, and I keep forgetting to include Rosecroft because, again, Pete loved to do pretty much any job, but mm-hmm. Rosecroft he was very, very, very fond of. Loved Rosecroft.
He loved Rosecroft. He loved the horsemen, the way he treated the horsemen, and made, because they're very blue-collar, working-class people. Just like me, I was a security guard there. And he makes you feel special. He made them all feel special, the way he would call the races. And, he made the horsemen feel so, there was so much joy. And he made the races. Rosecroft, we don't have the greatest horses in the world, but, man, he would make your little horse sound like he was a world champion.
Yeah.
And he did it in every race. He treated everybody well. And I wanted to say I've gotten to know his wife since he got sick, and she is absolutely a wonderful, strong person. The family is strong. I got a chance to go see Pete a few times. Doc, I mean, you'll probably like this. I saw him about a month ago, and he was Pete Methurst. He was 100%. He shook my hand. We talked, and he was there. It was all Pete. 100%.
That's great. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it. Glad that you got to see him, before, unfortunately, everything that happened. And thanks for sharing some great memories there.
Hey, Doc, I love you, man. I love you. You're great.
Appreciate you, dog.
Love you, Josh.
All right. Thank you,
Andrew. Man. Methurst. Absolutely.
Thank you. Yeah, no doubt about it. I didn't know that. I've talked to so many people.
He drove to the Meadowlands.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, Joe Miller, who does now the Navy play-by-play and had been mm-hmm. filling in for Pete, and I presume will be the Navy football voice moving forward, and Joe's such a good guy. You know, he told me a little bit about what was going on behind the scenes. Pete, I guess we can share, this. I don't know if it was driving to the Meadowlands for the Notre Dame Navy game or driving home, but I guess his leg was in such rough shape that he couldn't even like feel it like on the gas pedal, and Joe was trying to help him say, Pete, you know, like, let me drive you home, forget about your car, you know, whatever. And Pete just kept pushing through, and then there was a moment, and again, I'm not sure, I can't remember quite honestly if this was before the Notre Dame Navy game or this was at Air Force, because some of my memory here is clouded. But apparently, you know, Pete was pretty sick after dealing with some stuff. And this was before the diagnosis, but clearly when things were starting to crank up, unfortunately, in his body. But, you know, I guess he was throwing up and really sick and not feeling well. And he still gutted through the broadcast. That was Pete. It took this, quite honestly, to take him away from the microphone. So we'll always remember that about him, no doubt. Let's get to Paulie, because Paulie was very close with Pete and a big part of the show and all of that stuff. P, I know you you and I go at it sometimes, but you know, I know you had a tough loss over the summer, and always, of course, thinking about you and thinking about you on this as well.
I appreciate that, man. Hell to the W, man. Yeah, man. Cousin Pete, man. I called him Cousin Pete because he was family. You know, I say he always invited to the cookout. Cousin Pete, man. I used to text him like, Cousin Pete, what are you, Jamaican, man? How many jobs you got, man? He did it all, man. You know what I mean? He did it all, man. Hey, listen, man. If a fight broke out in your hallway, he'll call that. You know what I mean?
That is true.
Pete, man.
And
I mean,
ask for a paycheck.
Right. Man, hey, sad day, man. Good man. I mean, how many times did you hear him talking and you swear he's talking about one of his kids, but he's talking about his dog he loves so much?
Oh, gosh.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Bella, right? I think it was Bella, right? I'm pretty sure if I'm remembering that right. If it was Bella, you know, would be under it. Like when we were working at home, right? Because still the fallout from COVID, and you know, Pete wanted to be home because he wanted to be closer to Kelly and his family and whatnot. But
right.
The dog would always right. be curled up right under his feet while he was doing the show.
You would see him post. You only see him post two people on his pictures, his daughter and that dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, man, he's going to be missed, man. And, yeah, you know, I've been listening to him like 30-plus years or something. You know, he was down here in the 757 with Scott Jackson. You know, so, like I said, man, family, Cousin Pete. And right, like Sanchez says, man, he was Batman to your Joker. And that's what I love. He ain't let you slide, Chris. You know what I mean? He would call you out in a moment. Like, hold on.
Yep.
Hold on, Chris.
Yep. I mean, if you remember, I'm sure you do. Like, remember, we had some pretty big arguments about COVID injections and all that stuff. Yeah.
I mean, just about sports and all that, man.
Yep.
And, you know, that's why, you know, I know nobody cared, but I cared, man. That's why I kind of boycotted the station for a couple weeks when he left. Because I was like, man, that's a good man, and he does his job right. You know, I know things happen or whatever, but, you know, and he told me, he said, no, man, keep calling and keep listening. I was like, nah, cuz, Pete, this for you, man. You know what I mean? But that's my guy, man. He'll be missed, man. You know, I know him and my brother up there talking some baseball now. Because there's only two people I know love baseball more. You know what I mean? So, man, but, you know, condolences to his family and everybody, man. And you know what? You know, selfishly, we want people to keep fighting and keep fighting, and you know, we tell ourselves just keep fighting. But you know what? You know, sometimes winning the fight is knowing when to let the fight go. You know, so I love you, Cousin Pete. You know what I mean? Hell to the W, man. And we'll talk football tomorrow, man.
Yep.
I love you guys.
Absolutely. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it. Well said. No doubt about it. You know, Doc, I heard from an NFL coach. Who, you know, had been a guest of ours a couple of times when Pete was doing the show,
mm-hmm.
and had just had, you know, a real close friend of mine, you know, just had a lot of reverence for Pete, you know, because of the Navy thing, because he knew what Pete stood for and whatever, and you know, there are people that. You know, and I haven't talked to everybody, but, you know, again, Joe Miller, who did such an admirable job, you know, working alongside Pete. And then, you know, when Pete had to step away, you know, being the voice of Navy football and Navy athletics, and Dave Jagler and Charlie Slows and just a couple of other people, you know, people that worked here at the station, Sky Kirstein and, you know, Alan, who we heard from, and Nick Ashew, our guy, Hollywood Nick Ashew, just beat up about this. And, you know, again, you know, there's no words that can adequately describe the impact he made. We hope that the memories you know, of the impact that he made. Kind of describe Pete in a nutshell. I'm going to have one more today, one more fun story that I want to share with you, Doc, and about Pete when we return on the other side. Plus, we'll wrap up a couple more phone calls. And, of course, we look forward to the NFC Championship game between the Commanders and the Philadelphia Eagles for berth in Super Bowl 59. You can hear that game right here on the Team 980 Sunday afternoon. And again, we're with you on the Team 980 all throughout the DMV, always live and free on the Odyssey app.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Pete was so fired up. So many of these great calls. Great job, again, by Metal Chris and JT the Vic for putting all it all together and playing it. And you know, Doc, I didn't know exactly how to do this show. I mean, I found out just after 11 o'clock, so I didn't have a whole lot of time to, you know, process everything. But I hope between what you have said, what I've said, what the callers have said, and those play-by-play calls that we've been able to share throughout the show from the Nationals Radio Network with Pete on the mic, I hope, you know, that has brought a little bit of comfort, and also his voice back to this show. And, you know, the fact is that we'll always have that and those memories. And I just saw the Nationals put out something, so I wanted to read that really quickly. They put out... they put out a statement with a great picture of Pete, and it said, you know, Pete, we will miss you. We are heartbroken by the passing of our friend, Nationals radio broadcaster, Pete Medhurst. Pete could always be counted on for a kind word and a smile. We will sorely miss seeing him around the ballpark and hearing his voice during Nationals broadcasts. Our thoughts and prayers are with his family and all those who knew him and loved him. So that's extremely classy by the Nationals. And I don't know why, you know, just reading that after all these calls and some radio therapy, if you will, why I'm, you know, struggling as much as I am right now. But I am, and it's hard to imagine, you know, that this
okay.
has happened. Yeah.
It's okay. I'd be worried about you if you weren't yeah. struggling.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I feel you. Let's get to Eddie in Centerville, who, you know, again, big part of the show and has always been supportive. Eddie, sorry about everything, man, but appreciate you as always.
Yeah, man. This one was a rough one to hear about it a couple of hours ago. You know, Pete was such a smart individual when it came to speaking on the mic about sports, about life, about his family, and how he basically set a nice example for all the youngins out there to hear. And that's what we're going to miss the most about him is he led by, you know, that life was well lived. And it sucks that he's gone. You know, cancer sucks so much, man. It hit a lot of us in our personal lives. And you know, it's such a bummer. I remember you guys going at it back and forth all the time. It would be just amazing radio, just well put shows, man. But yeah, I just wanted to call in and you know, I'm hurting just like everybody else hurting, man. It sucks. I know that you're feeling that pain. You know, you spend days with them every day, hours upon hours. And listen, man, that's all we got now is just the memories, you know. I got the memories of me calling, like, basically every day.
Yeah.
Calling you guys and talking to you guys about sports. It was nice. It was great talking to you guys about sports.
Yeah. You were one of the first from, you know, when they put us together or reasonably close, you know, thereafter. And we had some long shows, 3 to 7, you know, even with two guys is, you know, that's an hour longer than obviously I do here solo. And I have Doc on Tuesdays and, you know, sometimes Lionel and, you know, whatever on Wednesday and Thursday. But, you know, a 4-hour show is a long time. And remember, when we started that show, we were still in the throes of COVID.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, we were starting to come out of it, you know, and life was starting to return back to normal, but it was still not normal.
No, yeah, I know, man. Listen, I'm sorry that, you know, all that went through is a hard pill to swallow. It's a hard pill to swallow, man. Absolutely. And Doc, it was great. It was great listening to you over the weekend on Saturday. Man, you killed it those hours. I just wanted to say one thing about a conversation that you had with a fan on that day, I believe, about the game that we were about to watch with Tom Brady broadcasting. A fan called in talking about Tom Brady and how he wanted to hear, and you shut that down with the quickness. And that's exactly how I would feel too. You remember that phone call that you had with that fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was just like, well, I don't care what Tom Brady, I don't care what anybody has to say about Jane Daniels or my team, man. I typically watch football with no noise.
Was Brady being critical of JD?
No, it was a fan who wanted to know what Tom Brady felt about Jaden.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And I was just like, who cares? You know what I mean? Like, and you were on it. If Randall Cunningham or if Mike Vick was talking, maybe I'll put some weight on it. You know what I mean? But yeah, it was.
Yeah, I don't need a discus thrower talking about a sprinter. I mean, it's just it's crazy.
Right, man. Hey, enjoy the show, man. I enjoy the show every Tuesday. You guys are killing it, man.
Thank you, Eddie. I appreciate you, man.
Day,
you're
right?
A good man. Appreciate
you.
Great. Eddie in Centerville. All right, we got to take a trending alert, and then we'll wrap up final phone call or two on the other side, and more on the Commanders and the Eagles. Share some numbers with you early on. All right, once again, that was the great late Pete Medhurst on the call as we play a bunch of his Nationals play-by-play from over the years of filling in with Charlie and Dave and doing such a great job, and obviously the voice of Navy football, Navy athletics, and so much more. Rosecroft Raceway, as we just heard a little while ago. And of course, the co-host on this show from its inception, February 2021, day after the Chiefs got destroyed by the Buccaneers, until late March of 2023. And, you know, that wasn't his choice. That wasn't my choice. That's just the radio business as a whole. I hope you guys can understand that. So we're doing our best, Doc and I, to pay tribute to Pete. And, you know, again, some of those play-by-play cuts, thanks to JT the Vic and Metal Chris for digging those up. And, you know, Vic especially was very close to him. Pete, they worked together a lot. I mean, you know, all those Nats Talk Lives.
Oh, man, yeah.
Vic, you know, unfortunately, too many Nationals losses, right, on a Monday night in the middle of July or wherever it was, you know, you know, much like, you know, Doc, you know, I know I drive you crazy, but, you know, we've developed a friendship over the years, right? Because we work together. We're around the same people.
How do you
people.
Drive
we,
me crazy?
Well, I can tell. I drive you crazy sometimes.
No, you know, look, I appreciate the fact that your passion for New York, mm-hmm. those teams you grew up with, right. I have no problem with that. Right. As long as I can convince your son to be on my side, we're good.
My son asked me this morning, one of the first things he said after celebrating the Wehio State Buckeyes, because he can't say Ohio State, so he calls them the Wehio State. He said, it's Tuesday. Are you going to make fun of the Doc?
That's my guy.
Yeah. But the fact that he knew it was Tuesday, and the fact that he knew the Doc is my co-host on Tuesday, and I was probably going to try and torture you a little bit. It didn't turn out that way because of circumstances that, unfortunately, we found out about after. But you know, so. But he was looking forward to me busting your chops. So many different tributes and messages and whatnot. Craig Heist worked with Pete
a
lot. You know, they split the duties on Nats Talk Live, and they've known each other for so long. Craig, put out something on Facebook, talking about the devastating news. He said, I've known Pete for the better part of 35 years. Pete and I covered sports on the Eastern Shore of Maryland back in the mid-80s. Pete was at AM 960 in Salisbury. He was at 100 KHI. I don't know. I'm not familiar with that station. I know 960 in Salisbury because Pete told the story many times. He said there was not a Friday night in the fall where we weren't on the sideline of a high school football game in Maryland or Delaware. Same for high school basketball. After leaving the shore, he worked, Pete, at WNAV in Annapolis, became the voice of Navy football and basketball, worked together at WNEW and 106.7 The Fam, partners in crime, doing the Nats postgame shows over the last 5 years, and said, correctly, we lost a great husband, father, friend, and broadcaster. Rest well, Pete. You'll be missed. So, Yeah. I mean, you know, hopefully... So the story I was going to tell, which I want to make sure I tell it before I forget. We were doing the show. I don't know how long it was, Doc. Maybe a year. I can't remember. And I want to say it was like a Friday afternoon in March. I could be slightly off on timing, whatever. I don't know. But somehow, some way, do you remember the school pizza lunch? And how terrible it was, like cardboard almost, you know, very little cheese, the square, you know, little pieces that you would get in school.
Gotta understand, by the time I got pizza in my era, it was everything was scratch, homemade. It was fantastic.
All right, so, you know, Doc got fed well. Well, the rest of us...
Well, 60s, man. I mean, you know, brand new. So
I know. Yeah. I know. Well, the rest of us had basically like this, you know, again, this square, cardboardish, you know, school pizza. And it was like every Friday, it was like the biggest thing in the world because, you know, at that point, you know, there weren't as many restaurants. There certainly wasn't as much fast food. There wasn't the proliferation of... you know, Uber Eats and all that stuff. Like, pizza was our treat, right? Mm-hmm. And school pizza became a thing, right? And everybody would look forward to Friday, not only because it was the end of the school week, but also because it was Pizza Fridays, right? Mm-hmm. Pete and I took calls, wall-to-wall calls, 7-8 lines at a time, for like 2 hours on a Friday afternoon, arguing about school pizza because he loved it. He thought it was the best. And I hated it. And I thought it was an embarrassment and an insult to the great Italian heritage of real pizza. And we wound up talking and arguing in a fun sort of way. And so many laughs and so many hooting and hollerings over a couple of hours. And it became like a show bit, you know, like where we would occasionally reference school pizza or some caller or listener or tweeter or whatever would reference it. But yeah, that's, I mean, if you think some of the discussions you and I have are bordering on insane and that I like to poke the bear a little bit. And you're right. And you like to poke the bear right back. And I understand
that's
that.
That's not necessarily true.
But that conversation about school pizza for hours was some of the most fun radio that I certainly got to do with Pete, but also on these stations and in the D.C. market, right? It wasn't about the Redskins or the Commanders or the Washington football team's name or whatever. It was about that.
And
that was a day I'll never forget.
It's so unique in that it's that enthusiasm. It's not false enthusiasm. It's real passionate enthusiasm about every task. And that's how what I gained from Pete is every assignment is a privilege to have it. And you go after it. I mean, like it's a playoff opportunity. Mm-hmm. And because you are representing, you are the author of somebody's performance. And there's somebody that loves them that's listening. It may not be your Super Bowl, but it is for someone else. That's how I take high school sports and learn to respect it and honor it because somebody in that stands, that's everything for them. And that's what Pete meant to me is that there's no such thing as, like, everybody to me should honor high school because it's the Mecca. Without that, you don't get this. It all leads up to it. And when people act as if it's beneath them, then they're beneath me. I just don't.
Yeah.
Pete was effervescent about everything. The ponies. The dogs,
yeah,
whatever.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
he did. He did dog racing. Right.
Medhurst probably did ants racing because he understood it in a way that if I'm not doing this, then I might be doing something I don't really want to do. And to me, in life is about not about what you get for what you do, but that you get to do something you thoroughly enjoy doing. And then you create it based on your level of expertise and passion, elevate that based on developing a worth towards it. But that's dude Pete.
Yeah.
When you don't drive from where Dan Mill, I mean, I'm talking to Jackson. Pete's driving from the 757 to do an event and go back. You can't, I guarantee if you put his miles together, there'll be very few people in his in his field that have put more sweat equity into projects, more miles into events. I put him up against anybody.
Yeah, I remember a Saturday morning in the winter with snow all over the place. He drove from his home in Maryland to Cornell to call a Navy basketball game and drove right back.
There you go.
I mean, you know, you go. And I told the story about driving to Louisville and doing the show from, you know, on the road and, you know, on the way to Louisville and then driving right back overnight. And I mean, some of the crazy things he did. And he did it because he felt like, A, he needed to provide, and B, because, you know, he didn't want to tell anybody no. And he did it because he was all broadcaster a lot of the time. Not all of the time, because he was a dad, too, and a husband and all that. But he was all broadcaster a lot of the time. All right, we'll take a final timeout. Dean, we'll try and squeeze you in. We're going to obviously blow off Dumb Dumb of the Day and all that stuff, all the normal staples, because, you know, this Pete deserves to be honored, and I hope the best way that we can, and I hope we did a good job.
I think Willingham will understand.
Yeah, well, I hope so. If he can ever get off the mat on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, that is our friend Pete Medhurst, the late, great Pete Medhurst, on with the Sports Junkies, talking about his Major League Baseball Nationals play-by-play debut a couple of years ago, of course, here on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. As we lose Pete, unfortunately, to cancer, and remember his legacy all along. I got Doc about 30 seconds for Dean in Germantown. I wanted to get to him because he's been on hold for a while. Dean, sorry to squeeze you, man, but go right ahead. Sorry about your loss.
But you, hey, man, I'm more sympathetic to you guys. You know, saying you guys knew them more personally and more to a more physical level than we do. But you can see how much we love them. Doc ain't eating no pizza in elementary. You know better than that, Chris. Stop being silly. You know, I want y'all to understand. There's a conversation, and it ends with I go efficiently. Okay, I go efficiently. You know, you listen to Pete's voice, and he definitely loved what he did. You know what I'm saying? You guys came with in COVID, you know, with Al Galdi, you know what I'm saying? Scott Jackson, you know, you threw that New Yorker in there who's still hanging around. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate you, Chris. You know what I'm saying? We got good things coming. Like I keep telling everybody, got good things coming. You guys got hands on the station. You know what I'm saying? You know, Pete going to be helping out all us out. You know, he's up there, you know, probably figuring all these things out. But I want y'all to understand this. And I saw this and I heard this and I could feel this through Pete, through his telecast. He was a youth movement all by himself. You know, he loved the youth. He really cared about where the guys were going as far as where high school to prep to this college in the corner or this, private school or so forth and so on.
Yeah.
You know, now these days, and I came up in an era, you know, where it was just maybe two or three Pop Warners.
Dean, I hate to jump in, but I need you to wrap this up, brother.
No problem.
Yeah,
no problem.
Yeah, I appreciate the love and the good words and the support and all that stuff. Yeah, no doubt about it. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to cut you in loose, but we just had a couple of moments there, and I wanted to squeeze you in. All right. Listen, it's been, a brutally tough last, you know, 5-6 hours. We've been thinking about Pete and keeping in touch, you know, with him for months now. You know, since all this has gone on. And please support Brenda and his kids, Kelly and Ryan and just everybody Yeah, they right. The GoFundMe is at the top of the Team 980 Twitter or X page. Retweeted it. Please, please, please support any way you can. Ryan, Cody, Kelly, Brenda, they all need it, and we'll always remember you, Pete. And you know, we'll remember you far beyond just today. Doc, thank you. Well done. You know, obviously under tough circumstances. Thanks to JT the Vic and as well Metal Chris for putting it all together and doing a great job. Pete, we love you, and we'll always remember you here, man.
Absolutely, the warrior.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.